Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here watching my mother eat her lunch. What are you having, Mum?
Chili con carne.
So you're having chili con carne. I can hear everything. You have like the best sounding headphones, because if I'm not hearing your wine gulps, I'm hearing you put your lippy on. Who are you putting your lippy on for today, Mum?
Joe Wicks.
What a guy.
What a guy.
The nation's sweetheart.
Everyone loves him. He's raised over £200,000 for the NHS from his PE lessons in the morning.
He's brilliant. And when he's not doing that, he's bringing out hugely successful cookbooks and body plans, and now he's gone into weaning. Weaning 15. I mean, it's just the most genius title. It's a gift from the gods that he could go from leaning 15 to weaning 15. That is almost like it was meant for him to be, like he was the chosen one. Do you think, Mum?
I don't know, darling. Is that weaning his child?
Yes, it's just, it's so neat. It just slots in like a perfect puzzle.
But his child is too.
Yeah, but he wrote it when...
I hope she's weaned before that.
I think she is, and I think she eats things like greens and stuff, so I'm interested to see how he gets her to eat things like spinach. But yeah, Joe Wicks is coming on. We've wanted to have him on for ages.
I know.
I'm interested to know how he goes from somebody who seems like, you know, man of the people, Joe Wicks, Joe Bloggs, normal guy, into this kind of... healthy eating, almost like a kind of Jamie Oliver for people, you know, when he makes it accessible, dieting, but in a very fun way, and it didn't feel intimidating.
Yeah.
And I think his recipes are really fun. And, you know, our cousin, Emma, always uses his book for his recipes.
Loves them.
Mum, so what week are we in now?
Well, I've been here for 8 weeks, darling. That's all I know. Do you know what? Do you remember Emma, who used to live next door, Jessie? Mm. So she came round and she said she exercises at night because it's so busy, you know, out. Mm. And she told me she was so miserable last week, I'm going to do this, that she went off to Wimbledon Common and said that she hugged a tree because she just felt that she needed to touch something.
That's amazing.
So I thought maybe I'd go out and hug a tree today.
Well, so this week, poor Joe was in hospital, which everyone knew, over the weekend. He's so thoughtful that he managed to fit in 2-night stay at the hospital over the weekend so he could still do his PE class on the Monday, which I thought was very, very generous and thoughtful of him. But he's had this bloody hand.
What did he do to his hand?
He's had this thing on his hand the whole time when he's been doing the PE. Apparently he fell off his bike.
Oh.
Yeah, fell off his bike, hurt his hand, got an infection in his hand, and it like flared up. And bless him, his wife stood in as the kind of... who, by the way, shouldn't look like that after having given birth, what, like 3 months ago or something? She looks insane. She looks like she never had a baby in her tummy ever. It's amazing. Anyway, Joe Wicks, the body coach, coming up on Table Manners Special Circumstances.
I'm just not used to seeing you without your legs.
I am in my living room. This is where I do my workouts for the Body Coach PE workouts.
I do the one for seniors.
Do you?
Oh, I've done a couple of those. Have you done those?
Yeah, I do. Always, every day, for 10 minutes. But it's very good because it's really only 5 minutes because you have a minute rest.
Yeah, you rest each time.
How are you? How's the hand?
The hand's good. I've got a dressing on. I had an infection, so Cut a long story short, I fell off my bike, I broke my hand, and they put some wires in the hand. Mm. And I've been doing all these PE with Joe workouts, and it got infected. So it was basically, my hand was trying to explode. It was so much pressure, it was like throbbing. So I was in hospital for 2 nights on like codeine and morphine and high as a kite. And now I'm home and I'm back, got the wife. I've recruited the wife as teaching assistant.
She was so good.
She's great.
It was a last minute thing. I was laying in bed and I was doped up on morphine. I said, Rosie, like, I don't think I can do it. I'm in so much pain. And they told me I can't move this hand and get it hot and sweaty because there's wounds. And she said, oh, don't worry, darling, I'll do it with you. Like, and I just thought it's so amazing because she's not into like camera work. She's not a fitness professional. And so for her to step up and do it, I just thought, what an amazing wife to be there for me because she knows this means so much to me, these workouts. I don't want to let anybody down.
But she's pretty fit, isn't she?
Well, she's a mate. She's one of these people, genetically, like, she looked amazing. Yeah. After about 3 weeks after the baby, I mean, she's just, sometimes women just genetically just change, don't they? But she has been getting into fitness. The last few weeks, she's been really training hard. So it was just random that I asked her. I didn't think she would be up for it, but she has been training. So she does look in incredible shape at the moment.
Joe, my husband's a personal trainer. But I don't listen to my husband because obviously I know better than him. So I go and put you on and it really pisses him off. So does Rosie go and do another person's workout or does she actually listen to you?
Well, I've caught her doing other YouTube workouts, but she does do some of mine. But the thing is...
Who's she cheating on with you? Who's she cheating on with?
I think she does like some fitness blender ones, or there's a few other YouTube that does like good fitness content and like some yoga-y type stuff. But I always say, look, as long as you're exercising and you're feeling positive and confident, it's all about mental health. I want Rosie to be energized and happy. And if that means doing a workout with me, great. If it's with someone else. But I do love it when I come down and she'll be in front of the TV with like a pair of dumbbells and Marley being the bouncer and Indy's like sitting around or playing in the living room. So it's just about, you know, when you're a parent, you've got to just fit it in, haven't you? And if you do a couple of squats in between, like, bit of craft time, whatever you can do is positive, really.
Yeah, I know. But so I don't know if you know much about this podcast, but we just talk about food quite a lot. And, you know, I've been following you. You know what? An American told me about you first. And it's this producer called Benny Blanco. And it was years ago. I was in New York writing with him for my record. And he said, have you heard of this cool guy called The Body Coach? And I was like, don't know who you're talking about. Anyway, he was like, look at him. His Instagram's insane. And like the Americans were going crazy for you because of the midget trees. And was it you used to call the midget trees?
Yeah, I used to call broccoli like midget trees when I started doing my videos. But it's weird you say that because I haven't had much success in the US. I didn't sell many books there. I had a little bit of a PR trip and I went to New York and stuff. But I've heard of that name. I feel like I've heard of that producer before.
Benny Blanco's like a massive producer. He did Diamonds. He did Ed Sheeran's record before this one, before last. He's had his own songs out, and he was so enthralled.
That's hilarious.
By, like, he thought you were the most hysterical, brilliant person, and then it'd be like Lucy B and stuff like this. And so I was like, I'm gonna watch this guy. And then I followed you, and I felt like your recipes were so accessible and brilliant. And the workouts were great. And it was kind of, it made a lot of sense to me and a load of my mates. And, you know, my cousin, mum's niece, Emma, she's obsessed with you and kind of uses your cookbook religiously. And I just feel like the PE with Joe, it's just been such a, I mean, obviously it's a terrible time what's going on. But it's been such a wonderful extension of your personality, how generous you are, how brilliant you are. And I don't know, how does it feel to be doing the PE with Joe as opposed to kind of, I don't know, books? And does it feel different?
Well, I think I've definitely made a shift in the last year or two to a bit more kind of the fitness side of things. I've obviously came from a personal training background and I loved all the boot camps and one-to-one stuff, but I really kind of became known for the Lean in 15 videos and the Instagram account where I was sharing my recipes. And then the books came after that. But I think as I've realised, you know, food's important. It's very important. And I love that. But I really also believe in the power of exercise for mental health. And so I've been doing a lot of content on YouTube for the past 9 years, trying to grow my YouTube channel. And with the school stuff specifically, I've spent 4 years like visiting schools. I've been all around the UK. I've done a UK tour. I partnered up with Children in Need and done another tour. So I've got a lot of experience of going into schools and trying to engage and excite young people in exercise. So basically what's happening now, this is my dream come true. I visualized this. I envisioned this happening. I just thought it was going to take me 10 years to achieve, and it's happened in 6 weeks because all of the press and all of the coverage and every single teacher and school has put it on their newsletters. And so it's kind of a manifestation of my hard work and my belief that I think that families and children should exercise together and it's really good for them.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It is fun. And you can see even my son, who's just started walking, he's trying to do the squats. And it's just, they're giggling. And there was that amazing Instagram post that you put up of the little boy that had just come out of brain surgery. And I was just sobbing. And Mum, did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
It was just amazing.
And he was trying to do them. But I mean, he'd actually only been out of surgery like hours. And he was doing his exercises in the morning. Well, you become like everybody's friend, really.
Yeah.
And you've united people. And everyone talks about doing Joe Wicks in the morning.
Well, those stories, they really move me, you know, when I see that. Like, I'm very sensitive anyway by nature, but it's an amazing feeling to read these wonderful messages and see these videos of children and, you know, hearing stories. The most emotional thing I've ever experienced was a woman sent me a message a few weeks ago saying that her husband left her for another woman and she felt suicidal and she was hiding it from her daughter. But then when the lockdown came on, she couldn't hide it. She was crying every day and she said, do you know what? I need to stop this. I need to turn my life around. So her and her daughter tuned into the first ever Pee with Joe workout and they've done it every single day. And she's now gone from being suicidal and depressed to being so happy and positive and loving the workouts. They do it every day, Monday to Friday, and even on a Saturday and Sunday they do reruns of the workouts because they want to feel that buzz that they get. And so that is the power of transformation through fitness, where you can be at the lowest of the low thinking that you are so depressed and so vulnerable and so upset, but you start introducing 20 minutes of exercise a day with your daughter that you love, and then suddenly you're a new person. And that was the most powerful message I've ever read, to be honest.
Oh, amazing. What was it like? Where did you grow up and what was it like eating around the dinner table? Kind of, have you got any siblings?
So I was born in Epsom in Surrey. Mm. My mum was very young when she had me. She had my brother at 17. She had me at 19. So she didn't have a lot of education around food and nutrition. It was a really, you know, really manic upbringing. My dad was in and out of my dad's a drug addict, a heroin addict, so he's been in and out of rehab all my life. So, you know, I talk about this openly. My mum pretty much raised me and my brothers. But dinner time was really mad. It was like chaos. It was, you know, shouting, swearing. It was like picnics, or we'd have pasta and we didn't eat together. There was no structure. And so I've made a big effort now with my family to sit down and really connect with food and sit down and enjoy the process of cooking together, because it was something I missed out on. But yeah, I had a really unhealthy diet. My mum used to go to Iceland, you know, we were on benefits and stuff, so it's like 2-for-1 in Iceland, buy one get one free, wagon wheels and ice gems and just bread and peanut butter and Nutella. It was always junk food, and I definitely think that affected my behaviour, because I had really bad attention issues and I was pretty naughty. And I think food has a massive, you know, knowing what we do now, food has a massive impact on our energy and our behaviour for sure.
I was saying that it's almost like a gift from the gods. Lean in 15 can turn into wean in 15. I mean, somebody wanted you to write that book, Joe.
Do you want to see a copy? I've got the first ever copy in my hands here.
Yeah, let me see it.
So this is my new book, Wean in 15. And it's really funny because my brother Nicky a few years ago said, when we have kids, you've got to do a book, call it Wean in 15, like just for fun, because it would be amazing. And we sort of didn't really think much of it. But as the time went on and we went along and, went on to have kids, I really became passionate about how do I get my little baby eating healthy food. And it's daunting, it's nerve-wracking, it's a bit, it's a bit kind of, there's a bit of anxiety around it. And so I thought, who do I go to? Who's the person with the information? So I partnered up with an amazing nutritionist called Charlotte, who specializes in infant and child nutrition. And, you know, we got together, we said, what's the latest research? What can we do to spread this positive message and get families cooking? So there's 100 recipes for babies and toddlers, and it goes through everything like, allergies, choking and gagging, creating like a nice environment, role modeling, all the things you need to be a confident parent. Because once you've got the confidence and you enjoy the process, you actually really enjoy weaning. It's not something you should be frightened of.
Okay, I know that you get, I've seen Indy eating bloody greens, which is very impressive because my daughter will look at them and pick out like oregano and be like that. Does she eat any naughty stuff?
Well, look, firstly, she's not the sort of kid that will eat like a bowl of steamed greens, but I've learned a new trick, right, which is roast it. So like if you roast kale with a little bit of olive oil and some paprika, or you roast some cauliflower with some curry powder and cumin, or, you know, anything kind of with a bit of spice, they love it. So it's about taking the vegetables that you wouldn't necessarily want to eat, because, you know, boiled veg aren't tasty, are they? Like, even as an adult. So we put them into like curries and we put them in our omelette and stuff, and we make it creative and fun. But yeah, she's She's an adventurous eater for one reason and one reason only. I've been a consistent chef because I've always challenged her. I've always pushed her to try new things. I don't crack if she rejects something. I don't quickly run and give her a peanut butter on toast or a bowl of cereal. Like, I'm always like, look, if you're not hungry, darling, you don't want it now, let's go and play for an hour. We'll come back. And 9 times out of 10, when she's worked up her appetite, she will try the food and enjoy the food that we've given her, because it's more of a timing. It's like, I'm not in the mood for it right now. But it's very easy as a parent, obviously, to crack and say, oh, I'm just going to give her some yogurt and some fruit because she'll eat that. And I'll give her a little packet of crisps or a little chocolate bar just to keep her going. But I actually believe in just focusing on the mealtime. Like, if you try not to, if you avoid snacking, then your children get to work up a real appetite. So that's a massive thing. But yeah, she eats chocolate. She eats Easter eggs, and we had a lovely advent calendar. And, you know, I love giving her chocolate. I love giving her a little scoop of ice cream. Her face lights up, but it's about not making it a daily habit because it's so easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah. So what would be your dream meal then? If you were, you know, I'm sure it probably would be slightly healthy, but like starter, main and pudding and drink of choice. You and Rosie.
Me and Rosie, right? Yeah, wherever I go in the world, if I can get my hands on a burger, I just love a burger and chips. Is for me, is my ultimate like dinner. I just think it's amazing.
Joe, how many times do you have that a year?
Oh, loads. Like, once a week, like every weekend, but a good burger.
He does, really? He does nice. Yeah, he'll do like healthy ones though. He does nice.
Okay.
Yeah, my life revolves around my family, but it also revolves around food. Like, I love food. We love eating out. We love going for dinner. We love cooking food. So yeah, my whole life revolves around food. I'd have truffle arancini and like crispy calamari with like sweet chili dip, like as a starter. Mm-hmm. Then I'd have, yeah, like a really good, like proper quality gourmet burger with truffle parmesan fries. Mm. And then my dessert would be something like a chocolate fondant with like vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
I feel a bit stalkery now because I feel like I know your life quite well. But I know you spent a lot of time in Santa Monica because I think, do you have a place there? Is that?
Yeah, I spend a few months there. So we have a place in Santa Monica. So we spend the winter there. Like, we go for 3 months of the year. So I don't have a US visa. We just go on tourist visas. But I love it. And my mum and dad and my friends use it as like a family holiday home. But when I'm there, like, I completely switch off. Like, no one really knows me there. We can walk along Venice Beach and skateboard together and be so chilled. So I do a little bit of content, but I'm not working. It's really my family time when I go there.
Have you ever had a cocktail at Shutters?
Yeah, I've had a cocktail at Shutters. Yeah, I love Shutters.
My favourite.
I know all of the nice restaurants in Santa because we've been there so much, so I know all the coffee shops. And
yeah, mum's dream is Cosmos at Shutters, and the lobster roll is just like, it's so good.
So when did you two become obsessed? You're obviously foodies. When did you get into food?
When I came out of my mother's womb.
Straight away.
I made her nipples bleed because I was such a greedy cow.
Born hungry.
Yeah, I mean, I got into eating and therefore had to learn how to cook to be able to eat all the nice stuff that I liked. So, but my mum's always been an amazing cook, so.
What's your favourite cuisine? What's your favourite kind of, world cuisine would you go for?
You know,
I think Mediterranean for me.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah, like Lebanese, kind of Ottolenghi, Greek, kind of Turkish.
You know what I've been doing in the morning all the time during lockdown? I've been doing Ottolenghi, like a version of Ottolenghi's, like they're blistered cherry tomatoes. You just shove them in the oven really high with a bit of the Urfa chili and lemon zest, cumin, garlic, and then you just blast it so they get almost burnt and blistered and really, really sweet. And just having that with yogurt, and it's so delicious. I mean, my daughter wouldn't touch it with a barge pole, but never mind.
I love all that, though. It sounds nice.
I just wondered, Jet, so are your parents still together now?
No, my mum and dad, they separated probably like 15, 20 years ago when I was a bit younger, so I was a teenager when they separated. But yeah, I mean, we all get on well now. My dad's clean, you know, he's off the drugs, and he's a really good father. You know, it was difficult when I was growing up, but we've got a great relationship. I'm really close to my family and friends, and it's one of the things that I don't really look back in and kind of have resentment. I'm just like, look, that was what it was, and I love you today, and you're good, and you're a good parent to me right now, and that's how I am. Really, I'm an optimist, you know, so I don't really hold things against people.
They're probably quite young, aren't they? Because if your mum had you young, then I bet your parents are still young because you're young.
Yeah, my dad turned 60 actually last week. So my dad's just turned 60 and my mum's I think she's 54. So, yeah, they're quite young.
Crikey, yeah.
Are they nearby?
Yeah, my mum lives in Epsom. My dad's in Surbiton and I'm in Richmond. So you've got Epsom, Surbiton, Richmond. So we're all about half an hour away from each other. We're quite close.
I wanted to know, how did you learn to cook? Because, you know, you grew up saying, you know, it was a lot of Iceland meals. But who taught you to cook? And when did you discover kind of healthy food?
I'd say it's probably like university, probably like 20, 21 years old, where before that it would have been like, you know, a frozen pie and like pot noodles on toast and stuff. It was just pretty, super noodles. I used to have super noodles and beans on toast, like super noodles on one slice and then beans on toast on the other one.
Great combo.
But I just kind of got into healthy food. I suppose when I started studying nutrition and doing sports science, I realised that if I wanted to be like fit and strong and energised, I need to eat healthy food. So that went on that kind of took me on a journey into like nutrition and realizing that actually food can make you feel really good and energized, and it can actually make you, you know, train harder, get leaner, feel better. So yeah, that was the kind of time. And then really with Instagram, when I started my recipes, that was when I started properly cooking, because I thought I need to share a new recipe. So I was constantly like thinking, like, what can I do today? I've done a stir fry, I've done a phyllo pastry pie, now I'm going to do a risotto. And so, because every day I tried something new, I forced myself to learn how to cook.
But you were pretty ahead of the game with the way that you, like, the way that you offered up content. You were pretty much like the one of the originators in my eyes. It was so snappy, and I mean, it was lean and what was it? Was it lean and 15? Because it was the 15 seconds of Instagram that you showed the thing.
Yeah, the idea was essentially 15, because in 2014 when I started the Instagram, you could only post 15 second videos. So it was a 15-second video showing how to cook a 15-minute meal. So lean in 15. So it's all about, you know, healthy fats and protein and carbohydrates to create a really quick recipe. And the simplicity and just the timing and the fact that people that even if you couldn't cook could really get a bit of confidence from it. That's why I went on to sell, you know, 3 million books, because I was a guy in my kitchen with my iPhone who was teaching himself to cook. And I gave people a bit of confidence and I gave them a little bit of entertainment at the same time. I made it silly, I made it fun, and that was why it grew. I think if I tried to launch the same thing today, I would not have sold that many books. It was the right idea at the right time, where people's attention span was 15 seconds. People just spent attention span today is probably 2 or 3 seconds. So it's very hard to get people engaged.
But I mean, I just, did you have someone help you with that bloody idea? Or did it just like, did you just think, because It's what, like, branding departments must just be like, we need... You could just see how many people tried to emulate the Joe Wicks kind of phenomenon. It was quite amazing.
People think that I had a big team and I had, like, some big marketing degree. But look, I did a degree in sports science. I was a personal trainer and I didn't have two coins to rub together. I was skint. You know, I didn't have this brand, but what I did have was just my personality, and I had an idea. And basically, I wasn't the first person doing video meals. There were other people doing like video recipes. You had like Taste Made and Tasty doing those over the top videos, but they didn't have a face and a name and a personality. So I did it in my style, which was lean in 15, no wallet, Bosch, in with the midget trees. And I caught people's attention, and then it just kind of snowballed. It became, once I got the book deal and I was a household name, then, you know, millions of people knew about that. But I think really now my main impact and what I've achieved and I'm really proud of is what I'm doing now. Like this moment in time now with the PE with Joe is what I think is my greatest achievement, because I, you know, getting people to cook is one thing, but getting people to get off their bottoms and exercise and have fun and engage in fitness is really tough. And, you know, I've had 50 million people do my workouts in the past 6 weeks.
I know, it's amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, mum's even, you got a bike, didn't you, in lockdown, mum?
Yeah, I've got an exercise bike, but that's because I'm not really going out, Jess, much.
I know, but still, it's
difficult. So I bought an exercise bike and I do your workout, and I just done Pilates this morning on Zoom. Do you have any individual clients still?
No, I used to do one-to-one and I love that. And then I did the boot camps, but as I got busy online, so I released like an online fitness plan. It's called the 90-day plan. So as I launched that and I started getting people sign up to that, then I started doing like less personal training, and then I would hand over my boot camp to a friend and I sort of gave them the business. And then it kind of just almost overnight, it went from 0 to 100 so fast, because I'd post a transformation and a testimonial, and then like 10 people would sign up. And then the next month it would be 100 people. Then it was 1,000. Then before you know it, it was, you know, 100,000 or six. Now actually 600,000 people have done it. So It took a long time, but once it happened, I could stop doing the personal training, and it's now just all digital.
So, Jo, you're really busy during the day and you've just got the kids into bed. And that's when I reach for a bottle of gin and tonic.
Oh, me too. I love it. Yeah, me
and you? Yeah. I thought you'd do about 20 squats instead just to feel a bit more energised. No?
No, I've got a massive gin and tonic cupboard. Yeah, I've got a cupboard above my fridge, which is every amazing gin you can imagine. So I've got, like Brockman's, I've got Hendrick's, I've got Flamingo Tears, Monkey 47. I love a good gin. So I have a gin and tonic. Oh, I love, my new thing is Pimm's and ginger ale.
Nice.
That's amazing. So Pimm's and ginger ale is a lovely little summer
great.
Drink.
You know what? I've got another one for you.
What?
Now, I don't know whether you ever liked peach schnapps when you were younger. Did any of you?
I think you're the fizzy stuff.
No, that's Schlur.
Okay.
But, like, so I, whenever I was on holiday, it was like the done thing when you were like 15, 14 to drink peach schnapps. But anyway, this is going to make it sound less chic than it is. But this thing called Rin Quin Quin, my friend, it's from France, and it's this amazing peach liqueur that you can have, and it's almost like a kind of an aperitif. So you have it on the rocks, or you can have it with a little bit of tonic, and it's kind of like if you like Aperol spritzes or like a bit of a Pimm's. It's such a good drink that and like it's really nice when like sun's going down. So Rin Quin Quin, I think you should get. It's really good.
Oh, lovely! I'll check it out.
Do you like American food? What's your favourite cuisine for a takeaway?
Well, I'd have to say Italian. I love...
Yeah.
If I think of the food, I've been to Sardinia and Italy and Rome and stuff. Like, you can't beat a good pasta, can you, with some, like, Parmesan or some burrata and some, you know, truffle on the top. I think if I was going to have to choose one cuisine for the rest of my life, it would be Italy, Italian food, yeah.
And what's your best pasta dish?
My favourite pasta... I'd say I actually really love a really simple... I mean, I can't get hold of actual real truffle, but, you know, you get the truffle oil, so I do, like, a nice... just mushrooms and kind of cherry tomatoes and then some truffle oil through some like tagliatelle with a bit of Parmesan on top. That's quite nice.
Oh, sounds great.
Does Rosie cook?
So Rosie, I mean, I've always assumed like the chef role. So I've always done the cooking. I love it. I love getting dinner ready for her and stuff because I've obviously been doing my Instagram. But I've actually got a partnership with Gusto now where we get the recipes sent. So since we've had the Gusto recipes come, we kind of do 50-50 because we like cooking together. Sometimes I'll do indies, like get indie ready for bed, and then Rosie will do the Gusto recipe, or I'll come down and I'll have a little go on it. So it depends. I think nowadays it's more sort of 50-50, I'd say.
Do you remember what you cooked for her when you were trying to woo her?
Well, I think when I was trying to woo her, we mainly would go out for dinner. I think I would take her to, like, we went for a nice restaurant in, like, Sushi Samba, and took her to Zuma and that. That's one of my favourite restaurants. But I think look, when I do my cooking, I like to do simple things. So a nice little simple, like a veggie risotto or a nice like chicken curry, something that's going to be quick and easy that we can enjoy.
Do you think you've got good table manners?
I've got better. I mean, I think socially now, like when I go out for dinner, I really make an effort to put my phone down because in the past, you know, I've been so, I say this a lot, like to become a social media entrepreneur, you have to be antisocial. I would have my phone on me all the time and I'd be texting and tweeting, and I've learnt now to actually put my phone down. I leave it in my pocket or in the car. So when I'm having dinner with you, like if I met you for dinner, I'd be with you. I'd be talking to you. I wouldn't be jumping into my DMs and replying to people. So...
Oh, Jessie, take note.
Mum, I'm still building that. Hold on a minute. My son's just woken up. One sec. Yep. I'm just going to get my husband to get him. One sec.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you. do you feel, I mean, maybe you don't know because obviously you've been a big household name, but is it, do you feel like people feel like they can come up to you quite easily because you're so approachable? And is that sometimes quite intrusive, or do you always feel like people have like a respect and it can keep a distance?
I think because I'm not a TV celebrity who's come from, you know, a reality show or like, you know, a TV show and had a big TV career. I think when people do see you, they do feel like they know you because they follow your stories and, you know, they followed your journey, yeah, in such an intimate way. But whenever I meet anyone, I've always got time. I never see it as a nuisance. I always say thank you because, you know, the people that meet you that say hello mainly are saying thank you for your recipes. Thank you for your pee with Joe. You know, thank you for your lovely YouTube workouts. It's helped me get fitter and healthier. So for me, I actually really enjoy meeting people. But yeah, I mean, it's not as much as you think. You know, I don't know, maybe when I go out after this, I'll be more recognisable and there's going to be more people. But beforehand, I can still walk around Richmond. I get the tube to London. I knock about with my friends. Like nothing's changed really, other than if I'm out, people might have a little selfie and stuff.
But you let your hair down when you're out.
Well, I normally do, but it's so long. My hair at the moment. Do you want to see how long it is?
Yeah.
It's just, I haven't had a haircut.
You're not going to do the quarantine. You're not going to do the shave, quarantine shave off.
No,
thing.
Look at him. It's
beautiful
gorgeous hair.
It's beautiful.
It's too much.
It's his crowning glory. You cut that off, he probably can't do his exercises. He'll be like Samson.
Yeah, I'll leave it for now. But I think I'm just going to get to the point where Rosie might have to give me a little trim.
Gorgeous.
But I just, are you, because, you know, a lot of your workouts are quite hit, like, you know, they're high intensity training. I feel like you're doing this Monday to Friday. Yes, you're getting a bit of a break at the moment because you're not getting a break. You're still telling everyone what to do. But like, it's, you know, you're not having to potentially do all the workout because of the hand. But are you just sometimes like, I can't do another HIIT training session. I just can't. I can't do it.
I don't get to that point because this is like, I've done this for so long and I get so much enjoyment out of exercise. And so for me, like, if I wake up and feel a bit flat, and I do have days where I wake up and for no reason, I've got this little cloud over my head. And I think, why am I feeling like, why aren't I happy right now? And if I register that thought and I feel that, I just quickly go downstairs, do a little bit of exercise. I know it's a method that always works for me. So I do a little 20-minute workout. And for me, you know, I feel better, I'm happier, I'm nicer to Rosie, I'm more patient with Indy, I'm just more hardworking, I'm more productive. And so for me, exercise is not optional, it's a non-negotiable thing that I need in my life. And I've always had it from such a young age. And so that's what I really want to share. I want to try and inspire people that do have kids and that run businesses or that are, you know, really ambitious, that you can still be healthy. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be one or the other. You don't have to be really successful and ambitious, but also unfit and out of shape. You can have both. And that's what I believe in the short workouts. You know, the 25-minute HIIT workouts is enough to get that.
You know, you use a lot of energy. If you're doing exercise most of the day and you're doing your seniors, you're doing your PE in the morning, you're doing so much exercise, do you have to keep your calories up?
God, imagine if that would be for me and you, Mum. Oh, we are 2-calorie deficit. Oh, it's a nightmare.
That would be perfect. Someone said to me, you need more calories. No one's ever said that to me.
Well, one thing I don't do is I've never been a big fan of kind of promoting calorie counting. I've never tracked it myself. I don't know how many calories I eat, but I do know I focus on portion sizes. So, you know, 3 meals a day normally. And I do, obviously, on days I exercise, I'm filming a lot, I might have a bit more. On days I'm less active, I have a little bit less. But there are days when I completely blow out and eat everything in sight. But that's maybe once every couple of weeks or once a week. It's not like every day. And I'm able to get up in the morning and go, right, I'm going to work out today and get back on track. Whereas a lot of people that, you know, experience emotional eating will do it every day and they go, oh, I can't stop. And then it becomes months and months. And that's the cycle you've got to try to break and try and, you know, have a day of relaxed eating and eat what you want, but try and the next day get back into cooking healthy food again.
Joe, I feel like you've got probably such a busy day ahead. And so we're going to leave you, but we've got a couple more questions. Firstly, what are you having for dins tonight?
Oh, that's a good question. So we've got a gusto recipe. It's actually a roasted pepper and risotto. So you chop the peppers up, you roast them in the oven with some seasoning, and then it's just a simple sort of vegetable stock risotto. And then you just put the roasted red peppers on and some crispy fried onions.
Oh, nice. That sounds great.
Wow.
And then what's your karaoke song?
My karaoke song would probably be, I'd say, take that... Take, you know, back for good. Take that.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, you're so romantic.
That's a tune, isn't it?
Yes,
it is a tune. Just didn't think that you
That's
were going
to... That's a great song. Gary Barlow.
But which part are you taking?
Well, I just sing the song on my as a solo. If I was going to do a duet with Rosie, it'd probably be... Two Hearts, Phil Collins.
Oh, wow. Two hearts living in just that one. Amazing.
Yeah, that's Phil Collins, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Two Hearts. Yeah, that's a great song. I love that.
What would be your karaoke song? I mean, is it one of your own or would you sing someone else's?
Oh, my God. I hate karaoke because of the fact that it's just boring if you're a singer. But I think you know what? We've asked this question to quite a lot of singers and loads of singers have said a rap song. And Salt and Pepper, a Shoop came on the other day and I was like, I know all the words to this. So I'm going to say Shoop, Salt and Pepper.
That'd be good.
So, yeah. But
can I change my answer? I've just decided.
Yeah.
I would sing Moana.
Oh, we love
You're
Moana.
Welcome. You know Moana, oh, you're yes. welcome with a rock.
You're welcome.
It's my favourite song of all time. And when The Rock drops that rap at the end, I'm like rapping along with him. Like, this is so good.
Oh my God. Have you seen that Dwayne? Did you see that post that Dwayne Johnson put up? And he was just like, she doesn't realise that I am Maui. And so she's watching
that.
It with him. And he's like, I
that.
See it's amazing. Moana is the best Disney.
That song gets me so lit. I love it.
The whole soundtrack's amazing, to
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah, I love Moana. I think it's the best one.
Joe, you are amazing. You're an inspiration. I think we speak on behalf of everyone across the world, really. I mean, you're brilliant and we love you. And thank you so much for doing this because we know that you are so, so busy.
Yeah, and keeping all our spirits up.
Yeah, you really are. You're,
with
you're...
your lovely, buoyant, lovely warmth and sunshine in the morning.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say. I've loved having a little chat with you both. And I love food and I love talking about inspiring people. So the fact that we've got to talk about the things I love is amazing. And I hope to get to meet you both in real life one day.
Oh, yeah, and we'll cook for you.
Yes, please.
I have one more question. You have a guitar on your wall every day in your living room, and I want to know, do you actually play the guitar?
Of course I play the guitar. I'll show you right now if you want.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, no, I don't want to flare the old infection up.
I'll prove it. Hang on a sec.
Oh, come on. Come on.
And let me see.
Because it's been looking at me for 6 weeks.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, and it's in tune.
No, it's not.
Is it in tune?
Well, hardly in tune. Oh, hang on, I haven't played for a while.
Mate, you're just like, you're perfect.
I like finger pick for indie.
That's bloody good. Oh, mate.
I can play a little bit. I've got a lovely guitar. I've got a Fender Strat, which I love. That see that one there? That's a Telecaster. And I've got black Fender
gorgeous.
Strat, which I love. So I do. I'm all or nothing. I do like hours and hours, and then I leave it for a few weeks. So I've got to get back into it, really.
Were you in a band?
No, I just always wanted to play guitar for indie, so I can play all the chords and stuff. But one thing I haven't got is rhythm. So I can play every bar chord under the sun, and I understand chord progressions, but I just always do the same strumming pattern. I can't break out of the strumming pattern.
You just need a few. Have you had lessons before?
I've had a couple of lessons, yeah, but again, I'm just not consistent with it.
Oh, I forgive you, Joe. You've got a lot on at the moment, so it's all right. That sounds better.
I need to get a photo of me. I need to get a photo of me with a guitar, so I played guitar to Jessie Ware on her on the Zoom.
Now you just need to learn Wildest Moments, and you're like, jobs are good.
Yeah, away.
Look, thanks so much. Look after yourself. Look after that hand. And thanks
Lots
for everything
love.
You're doing. It's wonderful.
Bye, darling.
Good luck with the
Thank
book.
You very much, girls. Have a lovely day. Take care.
Joe Wicks is just, he's really lovely.
Sweet, lovely bloke.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time for Joe Wicks. I think he's a really lovely bloke and I think he's doing really wonderful things. And he's definitely the one that taught me how to do a pizza with a tortilla. And I'll thank him for that forever. Did it today for lunch for the kids. Loved it.
Did you?
Yeah. I really liked that. That was really nice. I feel like even though I didn't do the workout today, I've had my fill of Joe Wicks and optimism and positivity.
He's such a little sunny person.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic. But I wished I woke up in the morning and think, Cora, I feel a bit miss. I just want to have a big cup of coffee. He goes to next sizes to regenerate himself.
Well, Mum, I dare you to do that for the next 7 days and see how you feel after it.
On my own.
Fine. Lucky you that you can just work out anytime you want.
Oh, how fat. That's really what I want.
Right, well, anyway, what you can do now, Mum? Have a glass of wine.
The doctor actually told me I was balmy last night.
Oh, you are balmy.
I said, thanks for talking to that balmy woman. And he said, you are a bit balmy. We've got, darling.
Yeah.
We've got lots of emails about the podcast and our book people are using.
Yes. Take it away, Mum.
I think I better read this one. Thank you so much for lifting my spirits, tantalising my taste buds and filling me with warmth and good humour as I walk to and from my job as an NHS physio. Appreciated now more than ever. Keep going, both of you, especially Lenny. Massive virtual hugs. Much love to you all.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. That was from Alison.
Alison Golvag.
Yes.
Thanks, Alison.
Thank you, Alison. And thanks for keep working during this awful time at the NHS.
Yeah, man.
And someone here, just a quick note to say a massive thank you to Jessie, Lenny and Alice, our wonderful producer. I'm late to the Table Manners podcast, started listening 6 weeks ago, but have caught up quickly and can't wait to listen to Mel and Sue. Never write reviews, but went through a really tough few months and the only saving grace I had at times is listening to Jessie and Lenny while walking up and down in my isolated garden.
Honestly, there are so many.
I know.
This is just one from Maria Lewis, who says, just want to thank you for being so flexible and adapting the podcast to these special circumstances. I really loved it. And it's so nice to have some things carry on as normal. Thank you all. There's somebody who has requested that we get Joe Wicks on the programme. So that's good. That was hon. Who's this? James.
Wow, they're in for a treat.
James, there you go. We sorted you out. And then, oh, someone said Shabbat Shalom. Naomi Joff.
From Finchley.
She's in Finchley with her husband and three daughters and wanted to let you know that I've just risked three of my most precious eggs to try out your Knadel recipe to go with the last of the soup left for Seder. It's in the fridge now, so I'll let you know how they go down for supper tonight. Sweet. Oh, Mum, Melissa Hemsley, who's like health guru, did our triple threat brownies yesterday. Her boyfriend did them for her. He says they're better than her black bean ones. And she said that he's done about 20 brownie recipes and ours were the best. But to be honest, I know that we probably shouldn't say this, but I'd actually put a bit less sugar in them. I don't think they need as much sugar. So there you go. So whilst we are doing special circumstances, I am promoting a record. I wonder what it's going to be like when the record comes out, but I presume we'll probably be in some form of lockdown. Thank you to everyone who's been messaging me about my new music. It's really lovely to hear. And I've got plenty of choreography dance moves for you to all learn at home whilst you're bored. Just to say a big
thank
you.
Can we just have a quick update on Normal People?
Well, I'm obsessed with them. I want to be a teenager again. I want Connell to treat me like shit. I'm bereft that it's finished. I'm bereft that it's finished. And I think it's just a brilliant, perfect piece of TV.
It's just the best TV that they've had on for ages.
How magnificent to be able to make something feel so slow and unrushed. And it's like a 25-minute episode, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing directing. And the script, everything about it is so perfect.
Yeah, but the story was good and I loved the book.
Yeah, but they could have messed it up.
I think it was just as good. I just loved it. But I'm kind of stalking him now.
No, I am too. He's a singer, Mum. He sings.
I know. I saw him sing. It was great with the piano.
Anyway, thank you so much, Joe Wicks. Thank you for all listening. We will be back next week if we can find some poor bugger who's in lockdown to have a chat with us. They're all still in lockdown, so they're all there for the taking. Paul Mescal, we're coming for you. Daisy Edgar Jones, don't go hiding from us, baby girl. We're coming.
Yeah. Let's have them both on at the same time.
Oh, Mum, I saw this like Vogue, I don't know, they were doing like some kind of promo for the thing. And there was flirtation. I guess if you've had to have sex with somebody so many bloody times.
She's got a boyfriend, darling.
Oh, no, don't tell me this.
He was in Game of Thrones.
No, I don't want to hear this shit. I want them to go out in real life.
I think Paul is single, though. Got my eye open.
Why do I go, oh, like I can run away from my beautiful husband and my darling children? Oh, for a night, a lustful night. Anyway, all right, well, thanks, Body Coach, and thank you.
And I'm not saying anything else but Jesse, Paul Mescal.
No, you didn't just do that. And on that note, we are absolutely shutting the shit down. You are balmy. Oh my God, never, ever, ever do that again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.